Those who remain in Ivory Coast are also hoping for a peaceful resolution. One of them is Ba Coulibaly. Ba Coulibaly is a teacher and translator in the country's largest city, Abidjan. He says intimidation is widespread, and that makes it hard to know who it's safe to talk to about politics.
I voted for Alassane Ouattara, the one I support, and I consider him to be, yes, the opposition. I, most of the time, elaborate on that with my colleagues, some friends who are supporting the harder side, President Babu, but it's really not safe and even not wise to be expressing yourself in public places when you're not supporting Babu. You might be a victim of violence, and this is very frequent in Abidjan.
Very frequent, you mean if you're outside at a market or wherever and you don't know who's listening?
Yeah, like, and no one can dare wearing a T-shirt with the picture of Ouattara now. It's like committing suicide in Abidjan. In some places, you're in danger. You can't express yourself.
Do you have any indication of when things might get better for you? Is there anything that you see around you that tells you that things might take a more peaceful turn, obviously not knowing what's going to happen in the top ranks?
We're still trying to follow the news. It's very difficult to get what is happening from the national medias because on TV it's only about the activities of the government. So we really don't know. We're waiting. I really hope that we don't come to force or violence, that negotiation will solve this problem. But I feel a little more confident now.
A little more confident because why?
It sounds like none of them wants to use military actions as first resort. So we feel that we will be working, continuing to live normally, and a solution maybe should be found in a very short time. Like we all hope by the end of this month, because it's so long now.
Could you see, Ba, yourself perhaps going outside Ivory Coast? We heard from many people who are seeking refuge in Liberia. If there is some kind of military intervention, particularly, do you see yourself leaving the town where you live?
If I feel in danger, for the time being, it's okay, but I had to leave the place where I'm living alone, because this place is very favorable to Babu. And it's like when you don't express yourself, it automatically means that you supporting Ouattara. So for safety, I preferred going back with my family, which was living in a place that is more supporting Ouattara.
Where is that? So far from Abidjan?
And not inside Abidjan, in Habobo. But I think that if the situation gets worse and we really feel that it's not safe staying, we will certainly move.
And where would you go?
My community is not really far from Mali and Burkina, so first of all, trying to escape by Ghana and then reaching the other side of the country, like in the northern part, which is a little bit safer for us.
Well, we, as you, hope it doesn't come to that.
Yeah, we really hope.
Yeah. Thank you, Ba Coulibaly, teacher and translator in Abidjan, the main city in Ivory Coast, which remains in the grip of a political crisis. Ba, we wish you the best.
Yeah, thank you.